This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 693, entitled, I expect any upper-middle-class, educated person to be bi-conscious. Description. This flyer expresses my opinion that in the near future, any upper middle class, educated, high IQ person of either sex will be expected to be bi-conscious. Otherwise, will be seen as a monoconscious, hypocritical bigot. Since women value the opinions of other women about themselves more than they do men's opinions of them, then it is important for masculists and the manosphere to push women to become bi-conscious, so that women can push other women to become bi-conscious as well. Once the smartest top 10% of the population has been made bi-conscious, it will then drag the remaining 90% to become bi-conscious as well. For itself. I expect any upper middle class educated person to be bi-conscious. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer expresses my opinion, my expectation, that within a few years, most upper middle class educated people with high IQs will be bi-conscious, and will be expected by other upper middle class educated high IQ people to be so. This expectation will be very useful to the manosphere, to the men's lib movement, since social, moral, intellectual pressure appropriately applied can be very useful when pushing for the liberation of men. One of the major problems that the manosphere, the men's lib movement, has at the current time, that's January 2025, is that too few upper middle class, educated, high IQ people even know about the core ideas of masculism. Most people have been so brainwashed by monoconscious feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, that the manosphere, masculist movement, is having a hard time penetrating the mainstream media that is largely controlled and censored by the fem mafia, that is, the feminist media mafia, that interprets any criticism of women by men as just more male misogyny. And as feminists, they feel it is their duty to block such criticism. So masculists and MGTOW ideas have a hard time reaching the minds of the masses, the millions. One idea of the masculists that will probably prove to be very useful is their expectation that any upper middle class, educated, high IQ person, in brackets, of either sex, should be bi-conscious. To not be bi-conscious usually implies being monoconscious, and hence, from a masculist and MGTOW point of view, to be bigoted, close-minded, to the idea that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. To be monoconscious will soon take on connotations of being gender politically ignorant, of not being up to date in gender political terms due to one's ignorance of masculist and MGTOW ideas. Research shows that once the top 10% of people in high IQ terms have become persuaded of some new ideology, some new political program that the top 10% feels should be implemented, then it usually does get implemented. And then the lower 90% just follow along, with the second decile in IQ terms following closely the top 10%, and the third decile following the second decile, etc., all the way down the line. So, masculists and MGTOWs can apply social pressure onto the top 10% to persuade it to become bi-conscious, so that once that tipping point has been reached, masculists can then feel that society has been sufficiently bi-conscious that the political program of the masculists can be implemented For example, the creation of the GECs, GECs, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments, who then push for the fipping of women, the reform of the divorce courts, the legislation of the PARA, paternity rejection right, to stop women's forced fathering, for the legislation of the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, to block women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud, etc. Women are particularly sensitive to the opinions of other women, since women are much more herd animals than men are. Look at women's fashion. Probably women evolved to be like this, since women have always been so heavily dependent, that is, parasitic, on men, for their survival, for thousands of generations. A woman who lost her man, her provider, and who could not quickly give her vagina to another male provider, was extremely vulnerable to starvation, and similarly for her kids. So she then had to rely on the generosity of other women, who would have to feed her and her kids from a short supply of meat that these other women's men gave to these other women. If the manless woman was unpopular with the other women in her group, she risked starving. So probably women evolved to be very perceptive to other women's opinions and values, so as to remain agreeable to other women in case she was suddenly left manless due to her man, the one she bribed with sex to persuade him to give her his scarce male-hunted meat, got sick or died or was killed by a wild animal, etc. Maskers can tell women that if they don't become bi-conscious, that is, by learning maskist ideas, fairly quickly, then they will risk being seen by the other women in their social circles as being rather bigoted, as backward, as someone to be looked down on. And women hate being viewed as inferior by other women, since women value the opinions of other women towards them more than they do the opinions of men towards them. Maskers, in their talks to mixed audiences, can use this psychological device to manipulate women's tendency to value women's opinions of them more than they do men's opinions of them, to push women to become bi-conscious more quickly than would be the case without this pushing. Maskers can use remarks such as, quote, "If you're not bi-conscious, then probably you're monoconscious, and therefore seen by bi-conscious people as an ignorant bigot, as someone who only knows half of the gender political story, who has been utterly brainwashed by feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, when it's perfectly obvious to any bi-conscious person interested in gender politics that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, given that the awful gender crimes committed by women against men are horrible and last decades, making these gender crimes a lot, in capital letters, more serious than the relatively minor gender crimes that men commit against women," end quote. To bi-conscious people, it's obvious that the gender crimes that men commit against women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., in brackets, are small beer in comparison with the gender crimes that women commit against men, in brackets. For example, the big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, that is, women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape of men, women's forced fathering, close brackets, which to anyone who has been exposed to these gender crimes against men by women agrees with. Bi-conscious people of either sex see why bi-conscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as utter hypocrites, as bigots, who closed-mindedly refuse to see how women oppress men, and far worse than vice versa. So it's easy for bi-conscious people to see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and bigots. So it is a small step to claim that anyone who is not bi-conscious is hypocritical by implication, but it's a hypocrisy based on ignorance. Most monoconscious people today would be annoyed by bi-conscious people telling them that they are hypocrites and bigots, since these monoconscious people just don't have any knowledge of masculist ideas. They just don't know, are not aware of, how women oppress men. For most people, The very concept of women oppressing men worse than vice versa simply causes incredulity, especially amongst monoconscious feminists who have believed and have been taught by feminism all their lives that gender oppression is a one-way street. Such monoconscious feminists usually suffer from cognitive dissonance when confronted for the first time by a maskless who tells her that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men worse. In the US today, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, with young men seeing young women as undateable, as too poisoned by feminism to be dateable. It's only a question of time, maybe only a few years, before nearly all non-dating young men will be well informed of maskist and MGTOW ideas, so that when young women reproach them for ignoring women, then these young men, these freshly masculisted young men, can accuse these undated young women of being monoconscious and hence seen by these young men as being hypocrites and bigots. Since most young women want to have a man in their lives to help pay for the costs of raising kids, these young, undated women will take very seriously the criticism of being monoconscious, hypocritical and bigoted coming from these undating young men. These young women will then probably take it into their hands that if most young women become into their heads, that if most young women become biconscious, that is, learn some maskist ideas, then that new biconsciousness of theirs will make them seem more acceptable for dating than will young women who remain monoconscious and hence hypocrites and bigots. Let us hope so. And that's one of the powerful motivations that maskists aim for in teaching young women about masculism. Young masculisted men can tell these young women, quote, "If most of you become biconscious, then the odds become higher that we young men will date you, since by becoming biconscious, you will become a lot nicer for men to be with, since a biconscious feminist loses her monoconscious bitchiness against men by losing her hatred of men for the ways that men gender oppress women, by having that monoconscious feminist hatred cancelled, capital letters, by her biconscious feminist hatred of women for the ways that women oppress men, and in fact, worse than vice versa. In time, word will get out to young women that biconscious young women are more likely to have a boyfriend due to young women becoming biconscious by learning maskless and MGTOW ideas. When these young women see with their own eyes that indeed young men are having relationships with biconscious young women at a much higher frequency than with monoconscious feminist women, then that will motivate these young women powerfully to become biconscious themselves so that they increase the odds of getting a man. In time, so many people will have become biconscious that the statement that, quote, "any upper middle class, educated, high IQ person is expected to be biconscious," end quote, will be unquestioned. It will be taken for granted and so obvious as to be unconscious. But we are still far from that being the case. The maskists and MGTOWs still have a lot of educating to do. The media people, who are mostly women, have yet to be made biconscious. The femafia is still widely present. Young women have not been left rotting on the shelf long enough, in brackets, for them to feel sufficient pain and suffering, dying slow, miserable deaths because young men refuse to date them, and certainly not marrying them and giving young women their sperm, close brackets, for them to be sufficiently motivated to become biconscious. The data strike of young men is a very effective tool, a thumbscrew to force women, monoconscious women, to listen to the manosphere, to accept the idea that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men worse. The longer a monoconscious woman remains monoconscious, the longer she will be seen as a hypocrite and a bigot by men, and the more undateable she will appear to men, and hence more likely to continue rotting on the shelf seen by men, certainly masculinized men, as an MFB, that's monoconscious feminazi bigot, and hence effectively exterminated by being totally ignored, not even pumped and dumped, left to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, utterly rejected socially and sexually. We men are fed up with the hypocritical, bigoted misandry of monoconscious feminists and have declared war on them, aiming to exterminate them, slowly, by forcing a slow, miserable death upon them, by forcing them to rot on the shelf, manless and depressed, and for about a third of middle-class women on antidepressant drugs, who try to blot out the reality of their miserable, manless, lonely lives. Maskus say to young women, quote, "If you want to avoid being forced to rot on the shelf as a manless, monoconscious, hypocritical bigot, then learn some masculism, become biconscious, and become a civilized human being, or be spat at by biconscious masculists who won't go near you." End quote. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskus tab for 690 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? ? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. In brackets, see the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the masculist segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey,